This is Sunday Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello and welcome to episode 26 of Sunday Supplement. There are only four shopping episodes left till Christmas now.
Only four.
Anyway, 26 episodes. That means we're 6 months old.
Wow.
Or does it? I don't know. Because does it break down exactly into half a year? I don't know. I don't understand. It's 26 weeks, exactly 6 months.
No, it depends on the month because some months are longer and shorter than others. So really, we're looking at where days fall.
We're half a year old rather than 6 months.
Well, I wouldn't even put it that way. I'd say that we were 26 episodes old.
We're and a half. We'd sign like in crayon, Sunday Supplement, aged and a half.
Wow.
We do write all our correspondence in crayon.
Well, you do, Simon.
I actually have a theory that all official documents should be written by hand in crayon. They'd be a lot shorter and easier to read.
And also, it would stop people taking themselves so damn seriously.
We the people.
We the people would like very much to have some Nutella, please.
And here is a picture of my house. That would be a very different Declaration of Independence.
Oh, the Queen stuff would be brilliant. My name is the Queen, brackets Elizabeth.
So, what paper did you buy this week? Actually, before you say that, you're feeling a bit ill today, aren't you?
I'm not ill, I just have the propensity to cough a lot.
Okay.
My illness is self-inflicted, largely by the biggest breakfast I have ever eaten, which I had yesterday. I had a pan au chocolat, right? That's chocolate bread for any of our US listeners. I had coffee. I had two sausages, two fried eggs, three hash browns, and two rashers of bacon.
And a partridge in a pear tree. Sorry, I just didn't want to hear the list again. It was a lot of food. What you didn't have was blueberries.
I didn't have blueberries, but I did have pancakes with lots of maple syrup, Canadian maple syrup.
You had syrup made of Canadians?
Canadian maple syrup. I had syrup made of mapled Canadians.
Okay. So, did you buy a paper?
Of course I did.
And what paper did you buy?
I bought the Times.
Guess what?
What?
I bought the Times too.
What? Why did you do that?
To annoy you.
But you bullied me into buying the Times in the first place because we hadn't done it in ages. And now you've bloody well bought it yourself. Oh, Simon! Well, it's good, actually, because there's nothing good in it. So I hope you...
Yeah, but if there's nothing good in it, that means you don't win.
No, I have found brilliant articles in it.
This is why I thought it'd be funny, because it's such a big paper. There's loads to talk about in it. I thought you would tie yourself in knots saying how the bits of paper that you read and liked were better than the bits of paper that I read and liked, and that somehow...
But Simon, you're forgetting the fact, right? You've bought the Times, and I've bought the Times. However, the one you've bought has been sullied by the fact that you bought it.
But that doesn't change its content, does it?
It does. It changes its very nature. The writing might be the same, but the meaning underneath changes. When you read anything out, it becomes slightly worthless.
Actually, my supplements were all written in crayon this week.
And you didn't buy the Times, did you? Because mine are inky ink, and they're all in colour. It's amazing. Colour. Like a Sony advert without the balls.
Time to decide what we're going to cut out and keep from our similar papers. They're not the same.
Identical.
Because my paper's better than yours.
I think you'll find, Simon, that you're going to probably go for something very media-based or something politically based with probably some bosoms in it to keep you happy, whereas I've actually been through the supplements with a fine-tooth comb and brought out the best.
Are you saying that I got drawn in like a magpie to cleavage and bottoms and stockinged legs?
I bet I know the one you've gone for. I can predict it.
Okay, go on then. Which one have I gone for?
You've gone for the one about Silvio Berlusconi and his beautiful cabinet.
Yes. And we're not talking about furniture. Well, I don't know. He might consider it furniture, but we're talking about the women of his cabinet and his party as well. Silvio Berlusconi, this whole article, this is just an excuse for soft porn, but of all these really beautiful Italian women that he's got surrounding him in politics. And initially, I was drawn to the skin and the flesh and the long hair and the big brown eyes and the cleavage and the bottom and the backs and the necks and the shoulders.
Editor's notes to the readers. The reason I know which one Simon picked was as he was saying, okay, let's get ready. Have you got your articles for Cut Out and Keep? And I said, yes. And he said, oh, she's got a nice bottom. And from that, I knew the article he was going to do. I'm not pretending I'm psychic. I don't believe in psychics. But that is ridiculous.
She has got a nice bottom.
She has indeed. They all do. They're beautiful Italian ladies. I don't know what that was. That was an Italian. I can count up to 10 in Italian.
Gone him.
Uno, due, tre, quattro, cinque, sei, sette, otto, nove, dieci. Ciao.
Vespa.
Lasagna.
This is turning into a fish called Wanda. As I say, I was initially drawn to the porn. But as I read the article, I just got more bewildered as to why Berlusconi keeps getting re-elected.
He's brilliant!
He's had 17 criminal trials without conviction.
He hasn't been convicted for any of them. He's obviously innocent.
He's been wiretapped constantly for about 5 years.
Where he just talks to all of his cabinet as if they were blow-up dolls. It's amazing! And the cabinet are stunning, though. You know how Italian women tend to be really good-looking up to the age of 60, where they sort of suddenly shrink, where nothing but black can turn into a mole? But until that point, all Italian women are so beautiful. Yeah. You know, even the ugly ones are 10 times more attractive than me. And I'm beautiful.
I think the whole thing, though, is a cult of personality. It's a proper cult. They call him Presidente, and even when he's not in power, they phone him up and call him Presidente. And
they did that to Bill Clinton.
They didn't call Bill Clinton Presidente.
No, they called him Mr. President.
Yeah, but that's protocol.
Whenever they say, Americans say Mr. President, aren't you reminded slightly of a really weird Mr. Man? It's just like Mr. President, and you just imagine this little, you know, blobby character wandering on with a slightly big ego complex. Upsetting Mr. Tickles.
Now, I want to read you a quote.
Go on, convince our readers that you've won.
One of the comedians talking about a former Miss Italy contestant who's now a member of Parliament. She says, you can't make someone minister of equal opportunity just because she sucked your cock. I think it's a really funny line.
Well, you know, I think in politics you have to do that anyway, you know, metaphorically, so why not? Literally.
It does put Bill Clinton to shame, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, that's the thing about Italians, they do it properly. Have you ever seen Italian TV? It's amazing, because they're such a cultured and beautiful and surrounded by history, but every time you switch on the TV, it is Scoccio!
But it didn't used to be like that until Berlusconi started his stations. He's kind of redefined... Oh, I don't want to say zeitgeist, but the kind of popular zeitgeist. Culture of Italy.
I thought zeitgeist was German.
Yeah, you can use German words to mean Italian things.
Don't mix up Germany and Italy, Simon. That way madness lies.
Can't imagine a German cabinet like this.
No, that's quite sad, isn't it? I like going to Germany because all the women are actually really tall, especially go to South Germany, and I feel like a normal human instead of, you know, puddle glum. Yeah, Narnia references for y'all. Narnia references.
The article concludes by saying that the whole personality side of it and the whole kind of soap opera side of it is sleight of hand almost. And it's actually more important that it demonstrates a massive collapse of the centre-left. They can't mount a serious opposition to this farce. And I think that's something to sort of think about. I think it's happening everywhere. The collapse of the centre-left.
Yeah, it's sad, isn't it?
Yeah, but... boobs.
But boobs. And bottoms.
So what did you find? You obviously didn't get distracted by the shiny things.
Already owning a pair of boobs and a bottom, I kind of, you know, I'm jaded.
Fair, I have a pair of boobs and a bottom.
That is true. I'm surprised you even bother getting out of bed.
I don't.
I know you don't. It's amazing. So, what do you think I am? Psychic? As a psychic who boasts 100% success rates, it's a shark. Should really have seen it coming. But the crystal ball reader and spiritual healer failed to predict an encounter with the dark forces of the Advertising Standards Authority. So this is about a psychic. And when I say it's about a psychic, it's about a woman with too many crystals who thinks that she can cure bad luck, sorrow, depression, body sickness, witchcraft, and negative energies.
She can cure witchcraft?
There's still people who go after witches.
I know, it's frightening, isn't it?
Well, that pastor that Sarah Palin followed, true. I can't remember his name.
Vicar McMahon.
Yeah, Vicar McMahon wants to make some women senators and other women...
burn.
Well, not burn, he didn't burn her, he just forced... He just killed her snake and forced her to leave the town.
So she's been told she's lying in her adverts or something?
Yeah, she's been forced to withdraw promotional leaflets because she obviously can't prove her claims.
This is starting to kind of be a bit more, what's the word? What's the opposite of lenient?
Strict.
Strict, yeah. A bit more...
like you don't know.
A bit more strict with these kind of psychic adverts, aren't they? Which is nice.
I think it's a good thing because these people make money out of other people's unhappiness. And another article I'd like to cut out, because that was a very short one, I thought I'd give you another short one, which is from Style magazine. Mm-hmm. And this is Miss Mills Solves All Your Problems, which is a bit like Dear Izzy when I'm an Agony Aunt. This is their Agony Aunt, though, who I think has outdone me slightly. This is the letter. Close family. My boyfriend's sister calls him two or three times a day, every day, often in the morning, and any other time it occurs to her. The putative reason is their sick mother. However, although she is close to death, her condition is stable and does not need hourly updates. In any case, their conversation is usually inane chat about the weather and the sister's friends. I find these calls intrusive, inconsiderate, and challenging. They seem intended to ensure that there are three people in our relationship. My boyfriend does not see it this way, considers me excessively jealous, and indeed appears to encourage and prolong the calls. How do I deal with this? That's from YS in London. And Mrs. Mills answers, your boyfriend does not have a sister. And that made me laugh for a week. And Simon?
Yes.
I win.
Yeah, all right.
It's your favourite subject, Simon.
Style?
Yeah. You are an innovator in all style markets.
Are you mocking me?
I would never mock you.
Okay. I don't think I've got any style whatsoever. But that said, I've got more style than the bloody underpants they've got flashed across the Style magazine this week.
It's not called underpants, is it? Sorry. It is...
panties.
Panties, yeah. which is a bit like, you know, what dogs do. They're not even panties, they're the sexiest scanties.
But they're not even sexy. They're, in fact, she hasn't got nice cleavage, she hasn't got nice legs, she hasn't got a nice belly, she certainly hasn't got a nice bum. And the underwear they're making her wear looks like it's been drawn in crayon by a 13-year-old having a masturbatory fantasy.
More concerning than her very boyish physique with breasts is the fact you can't see her face, which is a bit worrying.
That's probably why it's not sexy, actually.
Faces actually help quite a bit with
they
the...
They really do help, yes.
Unless you're obsessed with somebody and therefore can transform their face onto other people.
Oh, I see. You're supposed to hold this up to your wife or girlfriend sat opposite you reading the In Gear section.
Well, on 18, you probably could because it's sort of roughly the right size. You just have to hold it up and, yeah.
Roughly the right size? If I had a girlfriend that small, I'd be really worried.
I think it's unfair because she's probably a very good clothes model, but for lingerie, she's just that slight bit too thin. She looks like a teenage boy.
Yeah, but I just don't even think the lingerie's sexy. It really isn't.
There's a certain sort of pink flouncy bit on the contents page, and that looks a bit like a jellyfish. However, I like number 3 because it sort of suggests old sporty ones. But they're just coloured fluff, aren't they?
I think if you're going to bother with spreading soft porn through your supplement, you might as well do good soft porn.
Well, on the next page where it says what you can buy to blow the budget, there's a picture of a naked girl in a fake fur coat with a nipple out, looking like she's been shot in the head.
Oh yeah, she's got a nipple out.
She has got a nipple out. Look at what I noticed and what you failed to pick up on.
Sorry, that just reminds me of Elaine in Seinfeld. Nip.
Yeah. All the way through the style section, they have a very interesting little thing going on, which is Christmas gift guide, basically, and what you can get for under £20, for under £50, for under £100, for under £250. And I think the best thing of all the gifts is a vintage plate cake stand. These are the easiest gifts to make by far. The process is little more than sticking a candlestick to the bottom of a plate. Happy birthday, Grandma.
Well, it does bring up an interesting point, actually, because for the last sort of 6 years, these magazines have been kind of quite obnoxiously consumerist. And now they've kind of got to kind of really pedal that back and say, you can still be really decadent, but you don't have to spend any money. It's fine. And they're kind of tying themselves in knots.
Saying how to save money, but you can't save money.
Yeah, because the whole point of the supplement is to put an advert next to a relevant article.
That's so cynical of you.
Well, that's what it is, isn't it? They don't make any money out of me reading it. They make money out of selling the advert to be put in front of my eyeballs. And there's a very good advert of a very pretty woman there. I'm being quite pervy this week, I'm sorry.
You are a bit. There is nobody in style who is... I'd say the maximum you're getting is size 8. And not even that, really. They're all size 0, which I think is fine. I really love the fact that at the Madrid fashion shows, they've stopped allowing size 0 models, and all of these skinny models are going, that's really unfair. You can't judge us just because of the way we look. Yeah.
Article or farcical this week may be a bit
difficult.
I don't
think it's good to be fair, is it? Then again, I think you're a very lazy man. And therefore haven't read the Times like you claim to. So I think you've been taking your morals off bees recently.
Well, hang on. Who said I actually read the Times? I don't think I've ever claimed that I read the papers.
Can you actually read? This is actually quite a question. I know you can write, but can you actually read?
That is a good question. We'll find out. So... You basically have to find articles. I can't remember how we play this game.
Is this a game called Article or Farcical, where I have made up an article in my Sunday paper, which also happens to be Simon's Sunday paper because he's an annoying twonk. But anyway, one of the lists that I will read out is an article I've just made up. However, the others are actually in this week's edition of the Sunday Times. And it's up to you, dear reader, and it's up to Simon to try and discover which one I've made up, which is the farcical among the articles. So, Simon, are you ready to play Article or Farcical?
No.
Good. We will begin. Teddy bears bad for babies.
Teddy bears are bad for babies. Is that because they sleep on their faces like cats?
I've never seen a cat sleep on its face, but...
I have. My cat used to sleep on his face.
Oh, that's quite funny. I've just got an image of a cat in a chair with its arse in the air. Right. May contain nuts. Yum yum. Squirrel kebabs.
Oh, is that like a credit crunch thing? Like how to have a really nice barbecue without paying for it? See, I didn't see that one in the papers either.
Baby boom parents nurture smug mugs.
Smug mugs?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. What, as in faces? Smug faces?
Baby boom parents nurture smug mugs. Which is all about baby boomers nurturing really, really obnoxious offspring. And finally, is this an article, Simon, or is it a farcical? Curbing curb crawlers. So all of these have appeared in your paper.
Yeah, but I reckon you've taken them from the news section, which I wouldn't have read.
I didn't. None of these are from the news section.
Right. Teddy bears, baby thingies. I quite like the idea of this kind of rogue species of teddy bear that wanders around cots at night doing damage to offspring. So I'm going to say that is an article.
Okay.
Squirrel kebabs, that's just funny.
May contain nuts, it says. Yum yum, squirrel kebabs.
I'm going to put a question mark next to that.
Why?
Well, I don't know. It just feels like it should have a question mark next to it.
Okay.
Smug mugs, I'm saying that's an article.
Okay.
And curbing the curb crawlers, I'm pretty sure that was probably something in the news review or something like that.
I promise you it was not.
No, the news review, not the news section, the news review section. There's about 1,000 sections in the Times.
There are about 13 supplements, I think. Last time I had Times, there were 13. I haven't counted this time. It hurts my brain. It's like an episode of Star Trek. No, it's like a series of Star Trek. Many planets.
That'd be pretty cool if the Sunday Times came with its own planet.
I think they might be giving one free away. You could probably fit a star in there.
curb crawls is an article, so therefore I'm saying squirrel kebabs is a farcical.
All right, so let's go backwards. Curbing curb crawlers.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, Simon, it was an article.
Yes. That makes me in some way superior to you.
I'm shocked that you haven't read any of these.
It's a bit worrying, isn't it?
It is a bit. Baby boom parents nurture smug mugs.
Article.
Is a genuine article. Well
of course
done.
It is. That makes me doubly superior.
Teddy bears bad for babies or may contain nuts. Yum yum squirrel kebabs.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying that teddy bears may contain nuts is a genuine article.
Teddy bears may contain nuts. You can't combine the two articles.
No, sorry. Teddy bears bad for babies. You say that's
genuine.
You'd be wrong.
Oh,
yes!
Just bring an end to my
yes!
winning streak.
Ha!
I can't even win article or farcical when I have the paper that you're taking it from.
You have a sad, sad life. Well done to all our readers who correctly identified that one. Commiserations to all our losers. You are as stupid as Simon Dunn. Culture.
See, I couldn't say culture like that.
Well, I know you couldn't.
Culture.
No, see, you sound a bit like a guinea pig that's having its testicles massaged. In the culture section, there is an interview with Duffy, which is just the most appalling name for any girl. But never mind.
I used to know a girl called Duffy.
Did you call her Up?
Up the Duffy.
I don't know what it is about Duffy. She's the girl who sings, "When I get to Warwick Avenue." Like
you're making a music reference, which I'm never going to get.
She looks and sounds a bit like one of those little pretty dogs that you get.
Oh, like the Pekingese.
Yeah, not like a Chihuahua, but like one with a slightly roundy face and big eyes and cute. But her face is slightly overly symmetrical that makes you freak out slightly.
Like so Paris Hilton. Paris Hilton's dog.
No. Paris Hilton's definitely Chihuahua. Duffy's more pug. Anyway.
We're being very superficial this week.
I know we are, but her face is right there and it's so overly symmetrical it freaks me out a little bit. Like, you know, she's extremely pretty is basically it, but all of her features are slightly too big to be human.
Like Tom Baker?
No, not like Tom Baker.
Every bit of Tom Baker's face is too big.
Do you know, my stepfather, I was round eating dinner with him last night and he just goes, "I know a woman who slept with Tom Baker," and I spat out my fish pie. So, yes. Anyway, this is an interview with Duffy, who turns out to be really quite a nice lady, a bit too pretty and cute. Not that I'm jealous. But the big title to the interview is, "In one in every 15 gigs, I get teary." So in one in every 15 gigs, she gets quite teary, which is a bit sad. But then logically, I mean, how many gigs is she doing? Probably not one a day, probably one every 2 days. So one in every 15 is about once a month where she gets a bit teary. And suddenly...
What are you suggesting, Isabel?
All I'm suggesting is... It's not that unlikely that she'd be getting a bit teary.
If I'd suggested this, I'd be accused of sexism.
That's not sexist. I'm just saying that emotionally speaking, it doesn't mean that she's harbouring a breakdown and she's on the verge of, you know, anything like that. It just means that one in every 15 gigs she gets a bit teary.
I've got A.A. Gill talking telly.
You don't like A.A. Gill, do you?
No.
Why?
I don't know. I tend to agree with everything he says, but not the way he says it.
Like Gordon Ramsay?
No, I like Gordon Ramsay. I really want to get a Scalextric car and drive it round his face.
Or just basically get a replica of his face, put it in a hamster cage and give him something to climb.
I've actually been watching a lot of telly, which is unlike me this week. And there's some good telly on again. The Devil's Hall, that was very good. And that was quite interesting and illuminating about Cromwell.
I didn't see The Devil's Hall, but I've heard from other people that they didn't understand what the hell it was about.
Einstein and Eddington was brilliant.
I'm going to watch that later on iPlayer, so don't talk about that.
Absolutely brilliant. David Tennant was amazing in it. He talked about The Ascent of Money, which I'm really looking forward to watching, and I couldn't get through more than 10 minutes of it. It was about a documentary about how money has risen up through history and has been the driving force of everything. But it's just pat. It should have been a really good documentary, but just absolute pat.
Sure, it's more about the decline of church and empire than the rise of money.
I think church empire is money, isn't it?
No. You're talking about power and methodologies of power and that sort of thing, and modes of which power is exercised over people and by people. And money is the most obvious way now, and democracy, whereas before it would have been empire and monarchy.
Yeah, but empire is all about gathering wealth.
But it's not just about that. I mean...
Well, it is.
No, because wealth... If we wanted to get rich and wealthy, we wouldn't have fought the First World War, for example.
I'm not suggesting that everything is about money, but I'm suggesting that...
There's a difference between money and wealth as well, because hereditary peers and what that... all that have you and things about kings and shit, you know, it's different to spec
stuff,
yeah.
Well, I think we've demonstrated where our knowledge of everything ends now.
It's like cash, you know, it's got the Queen's face on it, unless you're American, in which case it doesn't, but you know, it's not real money.
It is paper money. All money's paper, whatever,
except for coins. Yeah. Coins are paper, Simon. When I was a kid, right, I'd get coins, I'd get a crayon, get a bit of paper, and I'd put the crayon over the coin and rub, and you get a little coin. But what I found out, not allowed to exchange that for any sort of sweet or other commodity from a shop. Apparently, it's not that cute when you do it for the second time.
Travel, then. Have you got £4,500?
Well, depends who I kill.
What, you're an assassin?
Yeah. Well, £4,500, that's basically a kid. Or a dog.
£4,500 to kill a dog?
Well, a vet charges about £400, I'd imagine.
No, when I had my cat put down, it cost me £35.
Yeah, that's because your cat was rubbish.
That's not very nice. My cat was great. He used to sleep on his face.
Yeah, with his arse up in the air.
Well, if you did have £4,500 after killing various things, you could hire your own private island in the Bahamas and have the whole place to yourself.
For how long?
7 nights.
That's pretty good.
£4,500 per person.
Per person, that's not so good.
No.
If it was like literally the entire island for £4,500 for a week, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, that'd be all right, wouldn't it?
You could organise a coup.
So can you beat a £4,500 island?
Well, the whole purpose of this, Simon, is that when you flip over the page, it says you can sleep on the sofa, travel for free, which includes couch surfing, wild camping, which is basically just being a tramp, monasteries.
That monastery one really did my head in, actually. It was like, if you go to the monastery and don't sort of take it seriously, God will know and he'll strike you down. Like, so why suggest it? If you're that pious about it, why suggest get a free holiday by going to a monastery?
I went to a monastery once. It was really cool because the monks had laptops.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did. And I was like, wow, I want to be a monk. And then they said I couldn't be because I didn't have a cock. It's like driving tanks. You can't be a monk and you can't drive tanks. And who wants to be a nun anyway? They look like penguins.
Why can't you drive tanks?
Because you can only drive tanks if you're in the front line, and you can't be in the front line if you're a girl.
I thought they changed that. I thought you can now.
I still don't want to be in the front line.
So you want to drive a tank but not get shot at?
Yeah. Yes. Obviously.
Yeah.
I think that's basically what every tank driver wants.
But you'd be in a tank. If you were being shot at, it wouldn't matter. You're in a tank.
Yeah, you say that. Wouldn't be fun, though.
I don't know. Denham Elliott and Sean Connery seem to enjoy it.
I want to know, like, I don't understand the attraction of memory foam.
Okay, where did that come from?
Well, there's an article. It's like good gear, what you should get, which includes like a thin wetsuit, which is only 0.8 millimetres thick, which is just rude because you can see their pubic hair, right? They've got some memory sole trekking boots, which is basically they've got soles which remember the shape of your foot and therefore mould to it.
Isn't memory foam that special mattress as well?
Yeah, that's really uncomfortable if you turn over. Suddenly, you're like a little bit of Duplo that's fitting in the wrong block. It's not comfy. You have to sleep in the same position night after night after night. And also, because of the foam, what happens is you just go down on it, right? And it... No. And so the bit that you're actually sleeping on gets really hard because it's all compressed. And then you're like surrounded by foam so you can't move. It's like being buried in foam. It's evil. Springs. I want springy shoes. I want springy mattresses and springy shoes and springs.
What you're saying, really, is that you want to sleep on something that doesn't remember it in the morning.
That would have an advantage.
Time to decide who has the superior supplements this week.
And we both know the answer to this question.
Well, yeah, we do.
Yeah.
It's whoever's got Sunday Times.
No, it's Izzy's Sunday Times as opposed to Simon's dirty, sullied Sunday Times because he touched it.
So you think the Sunday Times should win this week?
I think the Sunday Times has to kind of win this week.
So that means I win as well?
No, it's down to the supplements, and I think the Star supplement win.
Oh, I see. So you actually want to name the best supplement in the Sunday Times this week?
Which is Star.
Because
no. It has boyish women and that brilliant, brilliant Agni on.
No, I have to disagree. The Star section was just a giant catalogue.
Yeah.
Without substance. You might, yeah. Might as well have just opened it up and got sprayed with fart.
But it'd be not really nice fart. It'd be Calvin Klein's fart.
I don't think Calvin Klein would have nice farts.
I do.
He'd have old men's farts.
He drinks nothing but his own perfume.
And eats his pants.
Yeah.
Wow.
To be really, really spring fresh.
Not memory foam fresh.
You be quiet about memory foam, okay? It upsets me.
So we're agreed then that the Sunday Times is the best paper this week.
And so I won.
Well, no, I won.
No, because I bought mine Sunday Times before you did.
Ah, well, I don't know if that's true.
What time in the morning did you buy yours?
Oh, morning. Just because you got up early,
I bought mine.
Doesn't make you better.
At the same time, I bought that massive breakfast.
Oh, you bought that breakfast? You said you cooked it.
I did. I bought the ingredients of it. Because I bought that American bacon you can get, which is pretty much fat.
I don't like that.
I know it's really good once you cook it.
It's not as good as proper bacon.
It's better with pancakes. If you want it pancakes, you want that American, what's it called? Oscar somebody's bacon. It's in a yellow packet.
Is it Oscar the Grouch's bacon? Are you eating bacon from bins?
I'm not eating bacon from bins.
Gammon from garbage cans. Sausages from skips.
Lean ham from landfill.
So, the paper you should have bought last Sunday was my paper, the Sunday Times. Hurrah! Simon's the winner.
No, he's not. He is not the winner. He is a cheat, a cad, and a bounder.
What you're saying is the paper that you should buy last Sunday was specifically the exact copy of the Sunday Times that Izzy bought.
Yeah, and everything other than the one that I personally have touched is rubbish.
So join us next week.
Where Izzy will win again, because Simon is a cheating liar.
Please do keep writing to us. We do read all your mail.
I'm sorry we haven't had time to put in your letters, but we do read every single one of them. Also, we've noticed we've had a few new listeners, so keep spreading the words, everybody, and hello to our new ones.
So write to us at sundaypodcast@hotmail.com.
You can join our Facebook group.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Hello. Bye-bye. See you next week. Who am I? I'm Izzy. Good night. Good morning. Good night, readers. Please stop.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.